We're feeling some chill in the air. It's not too bad just yet. A lot of people are busting my chops, Grease. You're back where the wintertime can become a factor. Well, let me tell you something. Wintertime's only brutal if you fight it. I tend to go with it. So, I'm not going to worry about it. I kind of like the bracing feel of going outside, starting the day with a little nip on the nose. Why? Many happy childhood memories were spent in the snow, to be honest with you. We bitch and moan about it, but I can remember me and my daddy building a snow woman. Yeah, I had started out building a snowman, and daddy came home from work, watched me for a while, and then ground out his camel in a snowbank and said, "Son, let's add this thing a little spicy." So he helped me make that thing a real va-va-va-voom shape. He even put tartars on it. Oh, nice, voluptuous tartars with an eldritch cleavage. Cut out nice, you know, bits of carrot to make the niplitos bonitos and stuck it on the end of there. And then got a raisin and stuck it in the middle of a carrot. Oh, man, that snow woman looked great. And then light snow began to fall, and Mama called us for dinner. We went inside, and all through dinner, we're kind of laughing. Yeah, we're kind of laughing because, you know, that thing is out there with these big tatas. Noticed the light snow turned to rain, and then it froze. You know how it'll do that. It got real cold outside. And Mama said, "Well, I hope you boys are satisfied with your handiwork. You know, Pastor Webbins is coming over for dessert." I said, "Pastor Webbins is coming over for dessert?" I said, "Daddy, we got to get rid of that dirt." Oh, my God! So we went running outside. Approaching the snow woman, we realized that the snow that turned to rain, it turned to ice, and the temperature dropped. Those tatas were frozen on there. I said, "Come on, Daddy, we got to do something. We can't let Pastor see this snow woman." Next thing you know, we're trying to cut the tatas off the damn thing. Then he said, "It's no good, son. It's solid ice. Hang on a second." He ran into the garage, and he came running back out. He said, "All right." You know, it broke the drill bit right off of it. I thought, "Oh, my God, hang on a second, Daddy." So I come running out of the garage, and I'm like, "Get back! Get back!" I'm telling you what, we couldn't cut through the tatas. Pastor Webbins' car was coming around the corner. We could see it in the distance. I'm thinking, "Oh, my God, quick, Daddy, quick, get the acetylene torch." The torch sputtered out. He said, "Damn, I meant to fill this thing when I filled the propane." I said, "Oh, my God, thank you. For God's sake, yes." Well, I ran back into the garage. But the crate of dynamite that we'd had, and I took three sticks and put them together, and I thought to myself, "Maybe this is the answer. Maybe this is the answer. A stick in each tata." I said, "Hurry up, pastor's on the way." We blew off one tata. Across the road, blew off the other one. Just in time, too, because Pastor Webbins came up the driveway. He got out of his car. He stood there. He said, "Hey, look. A snow thing, huh? Nice wig on it. It's a snow woman, is it?" Daddy said, "Yeah, Pastor, it is." Pastor looked at it for a second and said, "You know something? It'd look a lot nicer if you guys had a couple of big fat tatars on there."